Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada announced that the U.S.-Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential traffic until November 21st, at least. First off, your reaction to that announcement?
Not surprised at all, Tom. I think that there will be continuing announcements throughout this calendar year into 2021, keeping the borders closed. The Canadian public has made it clear that they support the border restrictions due to the fact that they feel it is keeping them safer from the spread of COVID.
What do you think the Canadians are seeing as far as the U.S. COVID reaction to the entire COVID crisis?
I think that a lot of it hinges on the fact that the states are so differing in how they're each handling travel and the restrictions and being out in public and businesses being open. And that's very confusing to Canada as a whole to try and say, okay, we're going to let the United States and United States citizens back into Canada, but they can't pick and choose what states they will allow and won't allow. So as a general precaution based upon the whole, they're making that decision to say we're not allowing any. Now, I think it's getting lost, though, that they're not taking into consideration that even if they did open the border and allowed United States citizens into Canada, even as visitors, the Quarantine Act of Canada is still in effect. So in essence, even if they did let visitors in, they would all be subject to a 2-week quarantine, which in essence would then dissuade U.S. citizens from entering into Canada, because if you're coming for a true tourism purpose, you wouldn't want to quarantine for 2 weeks and then go see Niagara Falls.
What do you think it will take for the Canadian border to be reopened without that requirement of a 14-day quarantine for American citizens?
I think that it's going to be a two-step process. I don't think they're going to open the border to U.S. citizens until they decide that it's safe to relinquish the Quarantine Act. And the Quarantine Act is not just against foreign nationals. It is enacted against Canadian citizens as well. So Canadian citizens right now can fly from Canada to the U.S. and return back to Canada. And if they do that, when they come back, they are subject to a 2-week quarantine. So when that quarantine restriction is taken away or rescinded, then I believe that would be the time that the Canadian government would be ready to say, okay, now we're ready to welcome visitors again.
As far as the possibility of businesses that rely on visitors from across the border, be it Americans relying on Canadian business or Canadian businesses relying on Americans, how frustrating has it been for the businesses that you've been in touch with?
It's been very frustrating. However, that has given us an opportunity to provide a really valuable service. So we have been helping companies throughout the United States, every single state, large businesses, small businesses that are trying to get into Canada because they have customers there or they have a location there, and they need to be able to get back and forth in order to resume their operations. And we have been really successful in getting them in and getting them exempt from quarantine when appropriate so that they can do their work, leave, and keep these businesses flowing. Same with Canadian companies that are coming into the United States. They provide a service or a manufacturing of a product or some sort of assembly line, things of that nature. It's really important right now because so many months have passed and things need to start getting back to normal, or else there's going to be long-lasting consequences of job losses in the U.S. and in Canada. And both governments understand that what is at stake, what's on the line, and they are using common sense as a whole from what we're finding in making these determinations to help these businesses to keep their cross-border operations moving.